10 to 10 with Sean Cosgrove and Jared Middleton, joined by Leo Schlink now at the tennis. He's covering it for us the whole time. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Morning, Jared.
Just first up, we've got to bowl it up. The Sam Stosur situation, 9 straight now, unfortunately, for her. She just can't get over that hump, can she?
No, it's just become a mental block for her, and obviously has all the weapons, everything needed to win, except the confidence and conviction to do it. And Heather Watson has a reputation in her own country for choking, but she was just too strong yesterday for Sam and ran away with it in the end after looking shaky herself in the early stages of the third set. And this is now just deepening for Sam. She's no doubt that she plays better out of Australia than she does in it, and it's a real shame because probably going to end her career without Australia seeing her best tennis.
Leo, we've seen a similar thing happen with golfers where someone said, hey, change your grip, you'll get another 20 yards out or whatever. Has she done anything to your knowledge technically, or is it just purely a confidence thing?
I think, Sean, it's purely confidence. There are days on the practice court when she just blows anyone away, and other days, you and I could probably give her a match. And that's just the way it is with her. And you've seen French Open has probably been her most consistent Grand Slam. She's been to the final there, semi-finals multiple times. And of course, she's won the US Open, beat Serena Williams in the final of the US Open. And that's, one example of how well she can play. And then you look at her recent record, and particularly the Australian Open, and also at Wimbledon, where it's fairly abysmal also, just doesn't perform in those tournaments where there's larger, closer focus. And that really points to a mental situation where it becomes a real issue for her. And she's been unable to get across it.
Mm. Oh, I knew Heather Watson was free money at $2.10 yesterday. Of course, they couldn't get on. But anyway, we go again now. We're just interested in this story. It's on the Herald Sun's main page at the moment. In fact, about the homeless camp engulfing the main sort of entrance there to Melbourne Park. Have you come across it, Leo? Does it look really bad? I mean, it's a pretty sad story.
There's a lot of it going on around Melbourne in general, around the CBD. And it's a beautiful walk along the river from Federation Square down over the new bridge. And from my understanding is they're around near the tram stop, or they were at least, I'd imagine, with the publicity that they might be asked to move on. But it's not a great look when we've got so many international visitors. And we know this is a problem for society in general, but yeah, there's a fair bit of opportunism around this, and not a great look for the Australian Open. And of course, it's not their fault.
Well, the trouble is you've got them firing up bongs and dope, and also being aggressive, wanting money.
Yeah, and Sean, you just get that walking through the CBD all the time, and unfortunately it's become... Robert Doyle, the mayor, has really tried to campaign around this sensitively, and unfortunately the Australian Open, Australia's largest sporting event, is now having to deal with them themselves.
Going to mention two of these young names, Jamie Fawless, Alex de Minaur. Alex de Minaur has had a bit of a rap put on him by a couple of absolute legends.
Yeah, he has caught up with the great man, Rod Laver, yesterday. And bear in mind that Rod is not the tallest man himself, and he's only in the old language about 5'9". And Alex would be a similar build. And Rod's first comment about him was, he looks small, he looks a bit frail. He said, but wow, he can hit the ball. And he said, that's the only thing that matters. Tennis is a sport for all shapes and sizes. And Rod's a real rap for him. Tony Roach said, go and have a look at this kid, Rocket, and tell me what you think. And the reports back were glowing. And Leighton Hewitt has spent quite a bit of time with Alex. And Alex doesn't have a base in Sydney anymore. So when he came down for Davis Cup last year, he stayed with Leighton. And Leighton said he's like a sponge. He just soaks everything up, little things he just wants to learn and to get better. And he is very serious about his tennis. It's a priority for him. He's only 17. He's really switched on. And there's a couple of other guys on the Australian scene, Matt Reed and also Jordan Thompson, who have pretty much become like big brothers for him on tour. They're really helping him. And we've seen the fruits of it in the first round here. He's got a tough match today against Sam Querrey. Just hope he can get through.
And just lastly, the Kyrgios and Tomic show rolls on today, Leo. You can just feel public sentiment turning. Don't we love a winner? Australians, as soon as they win, we'll be right on their backs, no doubt about it.
Yeah, tough one for Nick Kyrgios against Andrea Seppi. Seppi had that big match with Roger Federer here a couple of years ago. Really tough player, classy player. That is going to be no walkover for Nick Kyrgios. And Bernard Tomic, Victor Estrella Burgos, Aidan Margaret Cortarina follows Ash Barty. So five Australians in action today. So hopefully all of them can get through.
I do love the story of Andy Murray getting in with the Uber driver, and the bloke said to him, you look a lot like Andy Murray. And he said, yeah. And apparently the Funny Uber that. Driver said, you're a bit better looking, though.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Look, Andy's got a very good sense of humour. He would love that kind of stuff, and he's one of us. He loves it. He's a good bloke, and the persona you see on court is far removed from the real person.
Good on you, Leo. Good to catch up, mate, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks,
Leo. I did have to laugh, Jared. I was walking out of Randwick one day, and this lady spotted me. She's collecting for charity. She ran over, gave me a hug and a kiss. She said, I watch you on TV every week. I thought, hang on, the Price is Right hadn't been on for a long time. Yeah. And then she said, I watch you on the footy show. She thought I was big.
Oh, Daryl Broman.
She thought I was the big man. Anyway, the mate said, what did you do?
Did you run with it?
Mate, I did. I thought, I'm not going to wreck a day. I gave her a hug and a kiss.
Oh, that's
said,
sensational.
Thanks a lot for watching.
Did you get a photo as well?
No, I was nearly going to say, listen, I've had a dusty day on the punt, love. You can't give us 50 out of the 10, can you? I'll put it back next week.
Oh, that's brilliant, Cozzy. Oh,
dear.